And the country losing its golden arches this weekend is Iceland. Sven Gudmarsson is a reporter with Iceland State Radio. Tell us exactly why McDonald's is closing in Iceland.
Well, the reason is simple. Since last year, the Icelandic krona, or currency, has devalued so much that the cost of importing the goods to make the McDonald's hamburgers and chips and whatever they use to make them has almost doubled. So the regulations of the McDonald's stipulate that the franchisee has to import everything, and he cannot compete anymore with the local hamburger restaurants.
They would rather insist that everything is imported than keep their restaurants open? Do you understand the background to that?
I think it has something to do with the certificates that the producers of meat and cheese and so on have to have from McDonald's. And apparently the Icelandic producers aren't big enough to get these certificates.
So it's a standards, it's some sort of standards quality control issue.
Yes, that's right.
So you were in McDonald's today. I gather there are three in Iceland. Who was loving it in Reykjavik today?
Well, I went there earlier today, like you said, to a McDonald's restaurant nearby where I work. And it was absolutely packed. There were so many people buying hamburgers there because the restaurant is closing down on Sunday. So apparently the word had spread that this would most likely be the last McDonald's trip this here in Iceland.
And what do you hear from the owner of the franchise there in Iceland? What's he going to do next?
Well, he's quite upbeat, actually, because he is going to establish a new restaurant with a different name called Metro. And he's saying that now he can finally buy meat and cheese and buns and whatever from a local producer, which costs less, and he hopes that the quality will be better.
Now, if burger chains in Iceland will be using more local sources for food and materials, that sounds like good news for the environment.
Absolutely. It is not good for the environment having to transport lots of food over long distances when they can be grown or produced locally. This is good also for Iceland economically because quite a lot of money and currency left the country to buy all that stuff which could be produced in Iceland. Instead, this money now goes to local farmers, and even the money that the owners of McDonald's in Iceland had to pay for their franchise will stay in Iceland, which is definitely a good news for a country that is quite starved with foreign currency.
So not necessarily good for your health eating the burgers, but better for the health of the planet.
You're spot on.
And just a point of language, do people say Big Mac in Iceland, or was there a colloquial?
Yeah, I think Big Mac has always been called just simply a Big Mac, but the Quarter Pounder, or Royal, as I think it is called in the US, was always called Goldborgari, which means just a good citizen. It was actually the Prime Minister of Iceland who took the first bite of the Big Mac back in 1993 when the first McDonald's restaurant opened. And he is a very controversial figure still in Iceland. He only left office 5 years ago, and then he became the governor of the central bank, and was the governor of the central bank when the bank collapse in Iceland was. So now many people are wondering if he is actually going to be the one who takes the last bite of McDonald's.
Sven Gudmarsson is a reporter with Iceland State Radio. Thanks very much.
Thank you.